This is program number LW1832. Well, when you pick up the newspaper to get a finger on current events these days, maybe it's when you tune into the morning or evening news, I wonder, what is it that you expect to find out? I mean, what are the hot items that reporters are so anxious to tell you that's happened in the world around you? Hi, this is Larry West. You know what you expect to hear. It's the bad stuff. You expect to hear what the rate of unemployment is in this country of ours, right? In other words, it's the bad news you expect to get. I mean, if it ain't bad, it ain't good, right? I'm curious, though. I wonder what would happen if a large newspaper, I mean, let's experiment with just one large paper. I wonder what would happen if, instead of that paper reporting the usual crime and violence, if it emphasized good news. What would happen? Would subscribers take it? Would people read it? Would businesses advertise in it? Well, believe it or not, a large newspaper tried that once. In Topeka, Kansas, the Topeka Daily Capital took the challenge and hired, and this may surprise you, it hired a minister and appointed him editor-in-chief for 1 week. Now, this happened in March, way back in 1900. The minister's name was Charles Sheldon. He had written a book 4 years before, a book that became extremely popular. In fact, to date, the book has sold as many as 30 million copies, making it one of history's best sellers. The title of the book is In His Steps. Maybe you've heard of it. It's a novel, a fiction, but it probes a most serious question. In the book, a fictitious preacher named Henry Maxwell is up in his pulpit one day preaching, and a stranger walks in, a man obviously in need of work. And with unique kindness, this man knocks these people off their pews, saying, "Somehow, folks, I get puzzled when I see so many Christians living in luxury, and then I remember how my wife died in a tenement in New York City, gasping for air and asking God to take our little girl." Well, the congregation then is shocked. But not nearly so much as when he suddenly gave a queer lurch and fell heavily forward on his face, full length upon the aisle, and died. What would Jesus do? That was the question that came out of it, that led characters in the story to begin revolutionary adventures that transformed their whole community. One of those characters in the story just happened to be a newspaper editor, a fictitious character named Ed Norman. Maybe that's why the writer, Charles Sheldon himself, was actually asked, 4 years after the book was published, to become editor-in-chief of the Topeka Daily Capital. Now, let me tell you what happened when Sheldon took over the newspaper. Instead of emphasizing bad news, he began to run the newspaper according to what he believed was the dictates of Jesus Christ. Now, this really happened. Reporters from across the country converged on Topeka to cover the story. Sheldon made some notable changes in company policy. Believe it or not, he banned smoking, drinking, and profanity from the editorial offices. He even eliminated the paper's advertisements for patent medicines, corsets, and sporting events. During the week, signed editorials became front-page items, while crime, society events, and even theatrical notices were played down. During that week, a page one story about a famine in India included an appeal for contributions. Now, what I'm telling you really happened. When Sheldon appealed for funds to help the hungry in India that week, the paper collected more than $1 million to send to Bombay. As a result of the experiment, the daily circulation of the paper jumped from 15,000 to, now are you ready, to 367,000. I can't help but to wonder, can't good news travel faster? I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. We care. You know, the good news of Jesus, a man dying on a cross to free people of their sins, a man coming out of the grave to give them hope, that good news traveled around the world. And the Bible says it made the circuit in just one generation. I have a Bible study course that talks more about that good news. Interested? Write me for it. It's free, in care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.